Ford CEO Jim Hackett has been pushing through a turnaround plan. This restructuring was announced in July 2018. Well, Wall Street's been watching, and Wall Street is unimpressed. Moody's Investor Service has downgraded Ford's credit rating from investment grade to junk. Let's talk about what that means. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes, this was a surprise, wasn't it? Doesn't Moody's generally put bonds on watch for a downgrade first?
A little bit, yeah. I think that this is it's unfortunate, and it's an indication that money's going to be more expensive for Ford going forward to borrow. And I think this is also the cost a little bit of the pace at which Jim Hackett was pushing his restructuring. There was a lot of complaining after the first year of him as CEO that he wasn't moving quickly enough. And what's happening is that the business cycle is starting to slow down, and that's being helped by the president's tariffs and trade uncertainty. The net is it comes to Ford, and now it's going to cost them more to borrow. And any time your debt is called junk, that's not something that is enviable, but it's very difficult. It has been difficult for the Detroit car companies, even in the best of times, to really get their credit ratings really deep into investment grade.
Is having your credit rating downgraded to junk, is that like the worst thing that could happen, or is this a warning shot across the bow from Wall Street, across Ford's bow?
Yeah, I think it's more of a warning shot. I mean, I don't think this is probably a major surprise to Ford. They know that the market is slowing. I hesitate to use the word deteriorate because it's still moving along at a pretty good clip. We've gotten accustomed to a very buoyant market. But, these companies and a company like Ford, so much of their profitability is generated on their F-Series pickups and in their large SUVs. And if that starts to slow, that's a lot of revenue that there can be a bit of a pinch point. I think this is just kind of a reality check. You know, we've got a lot of things going on right now in the industry, auto talks and continual stuff with the president, the UAW investigation by the federal authorities. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on, and they're all kind of interrelated. And this is just one more metaphorical log on the fire.
And I'm wondering, if you're General Motors and you're FCA, are you watching this and what do you take away from that?
Well, I think they're in a little better shape. They're a little farther along. I mean, the big issue we're going to see come to a head, I think, this weekend in the auto talks is going to be General Motors' decision to wind down four U.S. plants while they're making tons of money in the United States. That's not just the way things have been done, but these companies are getting their arms around their inefficiencies, and GM, far more so than Ford, has got too much plant capacity. Ford has managed theirs very well. That's not a problem. No one's citing that as a problem. And Fiat Chrysler has managed theirs much better, being the first to get out of the car business in the United States when everybody, when Sergio Marchionne did that, everybody thought he was out of his mind. Hmm. Well, it turns out he was prophetic. And as a result, they're much better positioned to move into the future, I think.
Ford officials are out today saying they don't expect this to hurt business in the near term, and it's on track. It's, underlying business is strong. The balance sheet is solid. Is it?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. But I think what they're not talking about is the potential deterioration that Moody's is concerned about and what that augurs. And because they have not made the rotation into the truck and particularly into the SUVs as soon as, say, an FCA, their revenue potential is somewhat hampered. Had they made some of these moves earlier, I think they would have been farther along the restructuring spectrum, and therefore probably would be less likely to see a downgrade like this, although I don't think that would be guaranteed.
So if being downgraded to junk means Ford's going to be paying a higher interest rate and a lot of institutional investors might have to think twice, what does that all mean if you have Ford stock, if you work for Ford, or you're a Ford supplier?
I think if it means if you have Ford stock, that your holdings are worth less today than they were 2 days ago. I don't think there's any question about that. I think in terms of suppliers and employees, it's more steady as she goes. I think the thing that we really have to be paying attention to is beyond the auto talks, but really is what's happening in the macroeconomic environment. I just saw a poll out today that something like 3/4 of Americans think that the country is headed for a recession. I think I sometimes wonder if we were not getting jawboned into a recession, because economically the country's in pretty darn good shape. And overall, but if people keep talking about a recession, you're going into a presidential year, and they try to use that against the president, more and more people come to believe it, but we've got record low unemployment rates around the country in various sectors of the economy. So while there can be pockets of weakness, I don't think there's real weakness here, but we're coming off of a really, really, really strong run here. And in fact, it's something like we haven't seen since the 1960s. And so anything down from that is going to be slower, but you're going to be slower at a much higher level.
Bottom line, in the last few moments we have, what message is Moody's sending to CEO Jim Hackett?
Speed it up.
There we go. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Right to the point as always. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.